Hello?
Hey, Mr. Carlos.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. I work with the team over at Visionary Lending, and
Yep.
they had asked me to give you a phone call about your purchase of the 16653 Percival Court property.
Okay. Well, I'm refinancing, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that what it is? Because I
yes.
see that you lived at the address. Okay. That would make sense. Now, has there been a closing date established with your refinance yet?
So far, as of right now, it's November 24th.
Oh, no kidding. Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But right now, my current policy is set to renew on December 8th.
Oh, actually, here's what Brandon has sent me most recently. He said, estimated settlement date, December 4th. So was there like a last-minute change of plans?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll probably go off what Brandon says then.
Okay. And who are you insured with now?
Right now, it's Grange Mutual, Grange Casualty Insurance Group. I got them through AAA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm loosely familiar with them.
Okay.
So they're insuring the house and you have your vehicles. It shows me here with GEICO.
Yes.
All right. And so it's both you and Tasma living at the house. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. What kind of interest rate was Brandon able to qualify you for?
Somewhere in the high twos. So I want to say around 2.7. Oh, somewhere around 2.7, I think.
Okay. And what was it previously?
3.54, somewhere around there.
Oh, geez. That's
about a 1% drop.
Yeah, Brandon helped me with my last refinance, but I think I may have done it prematurely, actually. If I knew the economy would shake out this way, I probably would have waited a little bit longer.
Yeah. Well, my wife taught me into it, and like, she's like, at least give it a shot. We need to get some work done around the house, see what happens.
Oh, exactly.
So,
yeah. Are you doing cash out refinance?
Yeah.
I did the exact same thing to make some upgrades to the house. I think it's better than doing
that. Yeah, we're really close to Brandon and his wife, so we talked to them, and they kind of nudged me over the edge.
Good. Okay. So
I'm very hesitant, but my wife's like, okay, let's do this.
Good. I think it's a good decision. I mean, especially for anybody that can refinance this year. They're seeing record low interest rates, so, you know, good for you guys.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I just, like, I was more like, this probably not going to get any better than the interest rate you got already, so why try? Until we talked to Brandon and his wife.
Good. Okay, so that looks like that's happening right after Thanksgiving. What kind of renovations are you planning to make to the house once you have the cash out?
So we're doing windows, floors upstairs and in our family room, and we're getting a retaining wall put in to kind of help with, like, getting water out after heavy rainstorms. So it's just, water's just pooling in our yard, and we just want to, okay, try to get the drainage fixed in the yard.
Yeah, that's smart for several reasons, because heavy rainstorm could cause maybe a backup in your plumbing sewer system, and that's a very common issue that can cause some nasty damage to the house.
Yes. So we're trying to get ahead of any of that happening, and since we notice that the water pools, you know, near the house, we just, like, want to avoid anything before it gets there.
Exactly. That's smart. You're a smart man for that, Carlos. Have you had any issues with any water claims in the past since you lived there?
No. Just only water claim we ever had was on our previous home in California about almost 10 years ago. But that's because our water heater broke over there, you know, back when in California.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll explain something to you in the next couple minutes that I think you'll really like, pertaining to the water heater and the major home appliances. How
okay.
long have you lived in the house?
We've been there since December of 2014. So we're coming up on 6 years now.
Okay. Yeah, 6 years exactly. So in that time frame, did you make any repair to the roof or the HVAC system, or do you happen to know when the previous seller may have done those?
The roof was done about 5 months prior to moving in. So, and the HVAC was done 2008.
Okay.
It was when they put a new HVAC in.
Yeah, it sounds like both of those have some healthy lifespan on them.
Yeah.
What do you and Tasma do for work?
I'm a paralegal. I work for the Department of Defense as a paralegal, and my wife's a special ed teacher.
Oh, very cool. And how far of a commute is it for each of you to get to work, or are you guys doing the whole remote work from home?
I work from home 3 days a week right now, but my commute is about 45 minutes. During normal DC traffic, it's about an hour and a half.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we'll try to work from home as many days as possible.
Yeah. But my wife, her commute is only 8 minutes.
Okay, and I'm showing the Chevy Traverse and a Volkswagen. Who drives which vehicle?
Pardon? Oh, my wife drives a Traverse, and I drive the Volkswagen. Okay. However, I usually slow up to work, so.
Okay,
I literally.
She's got a pretty.
So my wife. Yeah, as far as driving, I might drive. You know, when I slug, I might drive maybe a mile.
Oh, are you taking public transportation or some kind of carpooling?
Yeah, I carpool and take the metro.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, was it you said you work from home 3 days a week or you commute 2 days a week?
I commute 2 days a week and I work from home 3 days a week.
I see. Okay.
But on a normal circumstances, I work from home 1 day a week and go into the office 40s. So.
Okay. Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot that's really been normal this year.
Nah.
Are you still able to get the same quality of work then from your home?
Just about. There's quite a few things I need to actually be in the office to do. But other than that, I could pretty much do everything up from home other than print.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our director likes things that pen and paper like to do. Like, he's very tactile, so he likes pen and paper. He doesn't do things like email very much.
Oh.
I got to go up with the pens every now and then.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not the worst one. Some days, I wish I had some place to commute into just so I could not be cooped up in the house all the time. Okay, so have there been any other...
Pardon?
I said, have there been any other renovations you've made since you've taken ownership of the house?
Nope. We have not done any renovations as of yet.
Okay. So then kitchen is going to be original quality, bathroom's original quality.
I know the previous owners redid the kitchen. And our master bathroom. So everything else is basically the same as when the house was built.
So
and do we have a finished basement in the home as well, Carlos?
A finished basement, yes.
100% finished, right?
We have like a storage room that's not quite finished, but it has like doors and insulation and everything. But everything else in the basement is completely done.
And there's an attached two-car garage, and you have a deck as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Okay, great. I found some. I didn't expect there to be, but there are actually some photos still with them.
Oh, okay.
Your house recently appraised for? I know it's gone up in appreciation from you originally.
How much was it recently appraised for?
Yes. It looks like the around $530,000.
I haven't, I mean, the appraiser just came. I haven't gotten the numbers from them yet. So that's one thing I still have to ask Brandon about.
Okay. Well, I will break it down for you. To cover the land value, so in fact, we're just going to cover
it. I'm sorry, breaking up.
I'm sorry. Sorry, you're kind of breaking up for a second.
Okay. I said I'll explain it this way. The value of the house is based on the land plus the building, and there's no need for us to cover the land value just because if there's a catastrophe or a fire or something like that, you know, our primary objective is to rebuild the house and take care of you guys.
Yeah.
So I have 2,328 square feet above ground plus the finished basement.
Uh-huh.
And the breakdown per the cost of, the cost per square foot is going to equate to us insuring that property for about $390,000. And that's
okay.
Going to come with a complete rebuild protection just so we can rebuild the entire structure and then replace all of the personal property contents in the home.
All right.
So I ran a scenario where if we package your home insurance and your auto insurance together, that it's going to include the following features. So definitely you're going to be protected against all major types of storms, wind and hail, fire, hurricane, and things like that. You're going to get to have a deductible of $1,000. So if there's anything catastrophic or disastrous that happens to the house, that's your amount that you retain to pay out of pocket. And then, I mentioned earlier the water heater and the HVAC system. We actually have a home warranty built into our home insurance called equipment breakdown coverage. So if you experience failure of the sump pump or your hot water heater or your HVAC system dies, that's actually covered completely for a full replacement.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of the features you'll find in the house, which we would consider to be semi-permanent fixtures that are just necessary to keep the house running. If they die on you and they cannot be replaced, then it would function the same way as a home warranty. You'd be eligible for a new unit. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then you had mentioned a concern about the water pooling. So if you have any plumbing issues, we would actually cover all of the underground plumbing below the house. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Carlos, but typically that is not covered by your home insurance, and it's the responsibility of the homeowner. But it's become such a common problem that we actually now offer that as protection for not only the plumbing, but actually any line of service below ground. So the electrical lines, cable lines, gas lines. Those would all be covered if there is an interruption below ground, because that's typically very expensive to replace. And then lastly, we would build in water backup coverage. This is my biggest concern. If you have water or sewage backup into the house, either because of a clog or a drain issue, typically in the basement is where you'll have the water backups, water and waste backing up from your drains. So that can get messy and expensive too. So we do cover that. So all in all, the complete policy that we have put together for you would include quite a bit of coverage, and on an annual basis would be about $1,532. But of course, we will roll that directly into your mortgage.
Okay.
And so that'll break down to approximately $127 per month, which I hope that you're saving that amount of money with your new interest rate, at least.
All right, at least. That's still a savings on what we pay now anyway.
Good. Glad to hear it. I would say a win-win is when we can do, when we can achieve two goals, help you improve the coverage, and if we help you reduce the cost as well, then, you know, that's a double win.
I mean, plus you said it includes like a home warranty type thing, which we still maintain, so.
Yeah. Now it's probably not something you're going to use for small things like dishwashers or microwaves or stovetops. But it does come in handy for the big ticket items.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. We have used our home warranty for, like, for the dishwasher and our wash. They just had to replace our washing machine. So.
Yeah, you'd have to kind of weigh the pros and cons on those because.
Yeah.
If I'm correct. Sorry, what was that?
Okay. Yeah, so that's, I mean, that still saves us about $75 a month also. So.
Right. A lot of those plans that they do sell carry a small deductible, 50 or 75 bucks for having someone come out and service your appliances. But people kind of underestimate how cheap it is to replace a dishwasher. I mean, you can get a brand new one for 300 bucks. So
yeah, that's basically what I did.
To pay 600 bucks a year for a home warranty to replace a smaller item like that, I'd rather just build it into the home insurance and let it pay for the major home systems.
Correct. Okay.
Now, on the auto insurance.
I was about to ask you about that part because I didn't remember you said. I know you asked about our auto insurance.
If I could confirm some information from you there, I wasn't exactly sure what your limits of liability was, but I certainly hope that GEICO is not insuring you at the state minimum, which is going to be those $25,000, $50,000 limit.
Let me see. I could actually pull up my insurance right now.
That would not be good if that was the case, because that's like the lowest legal limit in Virginia.
Yeah. I don't think it's at the lowest, but well, let's see. Let's see. Coverages. Okay, so right now I'm at $35,000 and $70,000 for bodily injury. $100,000 for property damage, $35,000 and $70,000 for uninsured motorists, and $100,000 for uninsured motorist property damage. With a $500 deductible for both cars, which I was originally going to take that down, but.
Yeah, so I've never heard of that limit before. Usually, $25,000 is the lowest, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close to there, so it's basically the state minimum coverage. Just so we can understand exactly what that means, it's basically to say that if you or TASMA injure someone in an auto accident, then their medical expenses are only covered for $35,000 per person And if we know anything about medical expenses, you know, that's next to nothing, right? That will pay for maybe a medevac out of the crash scene on the way to the hospital. But anybody that's requiring any type of surgery is going to be in the six figures at least.
Okay.
So why that's a problem is the insurer is only going to pay up to its legal limit. And then whatever the injury sustained by the party that you've caused the accident involving, you'll be responsible for the remaining balance. So all doesn't happen often, but it happens enough that all it takes is one incident to put somebody in a state of bankruptcy. But people underestimate how inexpensive liability is on the auto policy. You may as well be maxing it out and letting the insurer pay the full cost of it.
Okay.
So I would recommend that we upgrade you to the $250,000, $500,000 limit, and then include a $1 million umbrella on top of that. So basically what that does is it covers up to $500,000 of expenses if you're responsible for any bodily injury or property damage, or any other situation where somebody can sue you for lost wages, pain and suffering, emotional grievance, all the things that they will typically hire a personal injury attorney for.
Yeah.
And that's a worldwide policy. So anywhere in the world that you experience any kind of legal trouble, it pays liability on your behalf.
Okay.
Other than that, Carlos, you guys have a good driving record. You qualified for a rate lock as well.
Oh.
So what that means is your pricing is locked in to a certain tier. It's going to stay the same at each renewal for 3 years consecutively. Even if you have any new tickets or accidents, you know, you're exempt from the surcharge that would be carried.
Okay.
And then lastly, your deductibles right now would be $500, but they would be reduced by $100 every year that you don't have a claim or an accident.
Oh, great.
Every year you renew, it'll drop to $400, then it'll drop to $300, and you can work your way down to zero.
Oh.
So what we have here then, this includes unlimited roadside service and rental car access, by the way, as well.
Okay.
So, on an annual basis, my friend, for 12 months, we would charge you $1,347 for the auto insurance. That was a huge upgrade to the limits of liability. And then the umbrella policy you could pay for monthly would be about $14 per month. That'll cover both you, TASMA, both cars, and your property for $1 million in additional liability coverage. How does that sound to you?
How much was the auto insurance you said again?
It would be a total of $1,347 for the year.
Okay. That sounds good.
So you may be used to having
that's very close to what we're paying now anyway. That's actually $11 less than what we pay now. My math is correct. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so we had a huge upgrade in coverage, too.
Yeah.
So that's nice. What happens from here? If you want us to set up your new home insurance for the closing that you have coming up, then we can just contact Brandon on your behalf and let him know this is the new home insurance that we're going to have paid, and we'll help you cancel the policy with Grange, and then we'll also do the same with Geico. So any amount of money that you've already paid to Geico, we'll have reimbursed back to you on a prorated basis.
All right.
And
now,
then
the auto insurance, is that paid monthly or is that paid yearly?
Great question. So you have your choice of either option. If you pay monthly, it's not going to include a 7% discount. If you pay in full one time per year, there is a 7% discount included. So most people will pay in full when they can. The difference why you would do that is because you'll save an additional $150 per year, just making payment one time per year.
Yeah. All right. So we're probably going to let me for now to begin.
Yeah. So then just to do the complete switch, we would just need your policy number with GEICO so we can help facilitate the cancellation with them. And then your bank routing and account information, will set up an annual bill plan method for the auto and the umbrella insurance, and then just send the home insurance bill to Brandon to be paid out of escrow.
Right. At the moment. Yeah. Well, the good news is home insurance expires in a couple of days anyway, so that'd be easy.
So we basically would be timing it so it'd be convenient to have that replaced at that time anyways.
Yep. Alrighty.
You sound like you're on the road, Carlos.
Yeah, I was actually driving home from picking up lunch.
Oh, okay. Great.
So I had you on the speaker in the car.
I thought maybe you were at the drive-thru ordering some food.
Nope.
Well, I can send you an email, and if you want to call me back when you get home.
Yeah, sure.
We can obtain your information that way, or you can just email us directly. I already have a copy of the Grange policy that Brandon sent over. So really it would just be the GEICO policy number and then the bank routing and account information. You would want to do the annual option, correct?
I'll do a monthly option for now.
Okay.
We're trying to get to the point where we can pay annually, but we haven't quite got there yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I would like to be to the point where we can pay annually, but we're not quite there yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe next year we do that. It does save an additional $150 per year.
Okay.
So that'll be an option for you.
Yeah.
So then between the auto insurance and the umbrella insurance would be about $138 per month total.
Okay.
And so I can just email you from the address that was provided to me by Brandon, which I'll confirm with you is the carlos.daniels@me.com.
That's correct.
Okay, great. So if you want to respond back that way, check in my email later this afternoon, or you can just call my main office and we can obtain that from you over the phone.
All righty.
All right, Mr. Carlos, have I answered all of your questions for you today, sir?
Yes, you have. Are you also sending over the information on the home policy as well?
Yeah, I could do that.
All right.
You're gonna get a complete copy of everything once the policies are issued, and there's also gonna be paper copies following in the mail.
Awesome. Yeah. Just in case I need to explain something to my wife.
Not a problem at all. You have any questions after you take a look, you call me because I'll be in my office. I have some appointments this afternoon, but if you call our office, just ask for Sean. My receptionist will connect you.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Carlos.
All right, you too.